Becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you to earn more and save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates.
Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you can start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Navy Federal also offers equity loan options to help you get the funds you need to consolidate high interest debt, work on home improvements, or cover any of life's big expenses.
To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, their members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, membership required. Terms and conditions apply, loan subject to approval. In recent weeks, we've really focused on some ways that listeners can boost their income. So whether that's through starting your own side business and growing your network like Hala talked about, or when we talked with local realtor Alan about diving into investing in real estate, well, what better way to test the waters? While you are away, your home could also earn extra income.
That's right. Your empty space could be an Airbnb while you're traveling, because that's all you need to become an Airbnb host. It's a lot easier than you think, and you don't need to Airbnb your entire house. You could just host your extra spare room. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com. Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're discussing unique and delightful credit card benefits.
Delightful credit card benefits, indeed. You know, I feel that I feel like delight. Like that's a word that you use to describe people. That's he's got a delightful personality. It's not often that we use that term to describe different financial products that are out there, but we truly do think that there are some of these different benefits that are going to surprise you, yeah. And they might even delight you. That is what we're going to be talking about today.
It's almost like a laundry list that we've got to cover.
Yeah, that's true.
You probably haven't heard about this, and this. And even if like two or three apply to you and you say, wait a second, I didn't know that existed.
Did not know that was a thing.
You bring it into your life, it could be shocking, but also rewarding.
You want to maximize the benefit you're receiving from those cards. Mm-hmm. Somewhat related, I guess. Speaking of getting a deal, specifically getting a deal when it comes to summer camps. So, Joel, our oldest daughters, Selma for you, Evie for me, they are both currently away at their first overnight sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
Based on the pictures, it seems like they're having a stinking blast. Uh-huh. So in the midst of them having a ton of fun there at camp, did you get an email from the camp talking about early registration? Because that showed up in my inbox this morning. I was just like, oh, snap. They want to ride that momentum into the next year.
That's exactly right.
But the thing is, what happens,
by the way, every time we go to FinCon, the Money Media Conference, they send an email out the very next day and they're like, did you have a good time?
Didn't you have a blast?
Sign up now. And by the way, this offer only lasts for 3 days, but you get the best rate if you book
that
way.
There you go. So speaking of getting a deal, what are your thoughts on that? When you commit to going to a camp or a conference like this, a year in advance, if that means that you get the best rate, if you're able to snag that deal.
All right, I think a couple of things.
How would you approach it?
I think one, I like a good deal, so I am prone to sign up, and maybe that's why they're sending it, because they know that. But two, you have to like look at your schedule and look at what's the likelihood that you're actually going to follow through, that you're actually going to go on that trip, that you're actually going to go to camp, that you actually want to go back to that conference. And then three, how big's a discount? Is it $30 off or is it $300 off?
Yep.
Is it 10% off or 40% off? I mean, those kinds of questions I think would help me.
The numbers matter.
Realize, okay, well, and then would you be okay if you ended up not going? Is there any sort of refund, or would you be devastated by how much money you lost?
I think that's the biggest thing. So as far as looking ahead, well, with FinCon, we were thinking okay, are we going to have a podcast next year?
All signs point to yes.
I hope so. I think so.
I shook the magic eight ball.
We're not planning to stop this anytime soon. But I think digging into the fine print is what's really important, because I want to have a contingency. Like, the ability to back out, for me at least, I think that needs to be available. And, well, specifically with camp, I would be willing to sign up for a discount.
Yeah.
If I knew that either I could get all my money back, that's great, or even at least being able to transfer like a deposit to a different week or something like that. I think the moral of the story is definitely consider some of these different discounts and offerings that are provided by conferences or camps. Yeah, dig into the fine print, figure out what recourse you might have if you were to pull the plug.
Okay, that makes me think of one more thing. What's if you're looking for like summer travel and you're trying to get a beach house or something like that, the further ahead you look, the more availability there's going to be, the better chance you're going to find a cooler spot at a better price. So just put that on people's radar too. Start looking in like August or September for June or July of the next year. I think that's going to potentially save you money and get you better accommodations. I know sometimes I've waited too long. Pickings get slim.
Yep. It stinks. Yeah. It stinks. It stinks knowing that, oh man, we could have such a better place for the same amount of money. Or
which we did this year. Like, we go on our annual Alt-Guard family vacation, and we got the dopest beach house we've ever rented for not much more money than we typically spend.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll talk more about this once we actually experience the house. But it was because it was a new listing.
Yeah.
And we were willing, this is another kind of weighing the, you know, the pros and the cons, weighing the odds.
Yeah, when there's three reviews, do you trust them or not?
Exactly. But in this case, it seemed like we did a little more digging and were able to find that house elsewhere. But we'll report back as to whether or not that house was worth it.
For sure. Not. But for now, Matt, let's mention the beer we're having. This one is called Jammiest Bits of Jam by Sour Cellars. It's, of course, a sour fruited beer. We'll give our thoughts on this one later on in the episode. But let's get on to the subject at hand. Let's talk about unique and delightful credit card benefits that we think the How to Money community needs to know about. And, Matt, this made me think. I've mentioned that a tree fell through our house, right? And how painful it's been.
How about an update? Folks want to know.
Yeah, so basically, the construction has started, or the reconstruction has started, which is great. But it's going to take a couple months. We're out of the house, and we're actually spending like half the summer in the Atlanta area, half the summer down in Florida. So get an extra vacation out of it that's like partially paid for by insurance, which
there
is cool.
You go.
But this episode kind of made me think about something in this process where a company went above and beyond to delight me. And it was the company that removed the tree from our house, like the first step, which is to remove the tree. It felt like construction was going to start soon thereafter, but no, it's been weeks and at least a month. But
so did they remove the tree and then leave mints on your pillow?
Not quite that great. Okay. Not quite that great. But they tarped the roof after they were done removing the tree, and the tarp job left something to be desired. They charged me like $500+ for the tarping part. And it literally was like they stapled one blue tarp. Like, I could have done it. It should have been like $20, right? And so there was still a lot of water coming in. And the guy who runs the company, he actually called me and he said, hey, how was the experience? We pride ourselves in delivering 5-star service. And I was like, man, I will say,
actually,
there's a lot of water coming in. And that was the one thing. You guys were fast. You were on it. The job was done well, except for this one part of it. And so he sent his crew out immediately. They tarped like a mofo, and he refunded every single dollar that they billed me for tarping and more. And so, like, would it have been better if the job was done right initially? Yeah, probably. But I'm honestly actually more loyal to this company now, considering he called me directly. He asked me about, you know, how the service went, and then he made it right and went above and beyond in making it right. So I just think that sort of response is rare. It put a smile on my face. And yeah, today I think maybe some of these credit card perks we're going to talk about, you might not know about, and they might put a smile on your face, because it might be something where you're like, you found money in a place you didn't know it was hiding.
That's kind of how it feels. It's like that hidden 20 in the coat pocket from winter. You're like, I wasn't even expecting this. Well, when I said mint on your pillow, that actually made me think about, like, if you go to a nice restaurant.
You better not have gone into my bedroom, all right?
No, yeah.
That's just creepy.
So, like, fancy restaurants, like, they'll bring out, I think they're called, like, amuse-bouche, something like that.
Clearly, we're very cultured.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say it right. But I love it when they bring out these little things that you didn't even order, but it's something that the chef prepared specifically between these two courses. I've only ever experienced that like twice in my entire life, but every time it happened, it was the coolest thing ever. It was a delight. And I'm not necessarily going to equate the two, but it is similar when it comes to credit cards, right? Like, everyone out there knows of the standard benefits that you get with credit cards, like cash back. Yeah, heard about it, know about that. But when you're able to score a reward or a benefit that you weren't not expecting at all, like that is when the delight kicks in. So sort of like you were saying about the tree company, like everybody pretty much expects the company to show up on time, right? To do a good job when it comes to clearing the tree out of there. Your yard, I went back there later that day. It was spotless. I was like, man, did the yard guy also come and like cut the grass? Because it looked great except for the hole. But I guess a lot of times, though, you expect them to do the things that you are paying them for, but it's that unexpected action that they took to satisfy you as the customer. Like, that is what took them to the above and beyond status. And, you know, that piece of plastic in your wallet, it has similar abilities to delight you, but you've got to know what they are in order to benefit.
Yes, of course. We always, always, always have to discuss proper use of credit cards, Matt, every time we talk about
this
them.
This is the disclaimer.
The disclaimer, yes. It always has to exist in any sort of time that we're talking about paying with plastic, because we need to make sure that you know where we stand with credit cards and how to use them. They are not for everyone. And so if you've had issues in the past with overspending and not paying your statement off on time and in full, then seriously, you might want to just like not listen to the rest of this episode, because
I'm fine with that.
That curiosity even might not play out well, right? You might start be like, oh, look at all these amazing little things that they're dangling in front of me. But if you can't use the credit card in the most basic disciplined way that we talk about, well, the rewards you get are not in any way going to make up for the interest that you pay. Mm-hmm. And you'll still come out a loser in the end. So there's no benefit is worth slipping back into unhealthy financial habits, because if you're not taking the most basic measures of paying off that balance every single month, you are going to outspend the rewards that you're earning by a wide margin, and by an even wider margin now, Matt, because interest rates have gone up. So I think the average credit card interest rate is something like 24% now. It 10 years ago?
Well over 20%.
10 years ago, it was like 12%. And so that's a massive difference. And yeah, 2% cash back ain't going to come anywhere close, right? Even with these other perks, is not going to come anywhere close to making credit cards a smart purchasing method for you if you retain a balance.
That's right. And by the way, the pressure washer that was just outside our window actually just ran out of gas. So it's nice to not have that. If you were wondering, what is that annoying sound in the background? You know what? We live in the real world here, and sometimes the house next door is getting pressure washed. But we're not denying the fact that like not everyone who uses credit cards are going to come out ahead. And a recent study actually found that rewards...
Which, by the way, can I just say that makes sense, because the banks aren't going to lose money. They're not going to offer you rewards.
Exactly.
And then not find any way to pay for them.
Yeah. But the recent study I was going to mention, a quote from that is that reward cards tend to induce more spending, leaving naive customers with higher unpaid balances. The study estimated that an aggregate annual redistribution of $15 billion from less to more educated, from poorer to richer folks. That is a lot of money that is changing hands. Mm-hmm. $15 billion, and something close to 50% of credit card users carry a balance. And that is how that money is changing hands. So some folks out there are deluded into believing that this actually helps their credit by carrying a balance. This is not the case. It only hurts your bottom line because you're paying money.
Yeah, I forget the exact number, but there's not an infinitesimally small number of people who think having that balance actually boosts their credit score, when the opposite is true.
Absolutely, yeah. But if you are in that naive camp, you would be far better off using cash or even just using your debit card instead of continuing to use credit cards for the bulk of your spending.
Yeah, and it pains us to say that, because there are so many benefits and so many perks, not just the perks we're going to mention, but even other things that we talk about, just protections that you have, federal legislation that protects your money more, that we talked about, I think, some in episode 629, about how using a credit card when you spend is going to offer you superior consumer protections. But still, it's worth foregoing those if it's going to ruin your finances.
Right.
And I guess that brings up the question, Matt, does this make credit cards predatory? We don't think so. But Erin Lowry, the broke millennial, who I like her, I like what she does. She made this allegation actually in a recent Bloomberg article. But the thing is, no one is forcing us to use credit cards. It's a personal choice, right? And so, yeah, granted, we'd love to see more personal finance education on everything, ranging from credit cards to every kind of debt for high schoolers, so that they don't end up learning the hard way. But I think a similar argument could be made that the only reason savers are earning something like 5% on the cash they're socking away now is because other people are taking out car loans at 10 to 15% interest rates. And so I just think that the credit card itself shouldn't be the scapegoat. And
yeah.
So some people want it to be the scapegoat and want to make it sound like credit cards are the devil, like Bobby Boucher's mom and the water boy or something like that, right? but I just don't think that's true. And yes, some people end up losing in the proposition, but that's why we need more personal finance education. The answer isn't necessarily to wipe credit cards from the face of the earth.
It's not to ban them, but to get more folks participating and using them the right way. And if that means that over time the rewards, like the proposition changes, then so be it.
Exactly.
But the fact is, like, these are the rules of the game, and we're going to play by the rules that exist. Because that is our goal with the podcast, is to spread the knowledge so that everyone knows how to properly use a credit card.
Because let's be honest, if 85% to 90% of people stop carrying a balance overnight,
things would change.
Rewards would dramatically decrease, and a lot of the things we're going to talk about would become vaporware almost overnight.
Yeah, I totally agree to say that, like, oh, credit cards are all the problem. Well, it's almost like saying that, like, paying interest or like compounding interest, that is something that shouldn't exist. And it's like, well, no, it's just a fact. Like, it's just a rule, and you just want to make sure that you are on the receiving end of compound interest, not on the paying end. And so until the banks change some of those rules and what it is that they're offering, we're going to do all we can to take advantage of it and make sure that everybody out there knows that they can take advantage of it as well.
One minor thing I'll mention here. There's legislation being introduced right now, and to rein in some of the fees that Visa and MasterCard charge, which, I'm not going to lie, that is kind of a problem. And they probably should be reined in. And that in and of itself would probably impact the credit card rewards that we all receive. We'll see what happens there, and I'm sure we'll end up talking about it on a Friday flight if it comes to fruition. But you know our stance now. Using credit cards in an educated and disciplined way can net you significant rewards and a slew of really cool benefits that you might not be aware of. And so we're going to discuss a bunch of those. We're going to get to that laundry list of killer rewards you need to know about right after this. Kachava is the all-in-one superfood shake made up of high-quality, plant-based nutrients. It's got greens, superfruits, plant proteins, antioxidants, adaptogens, probiotics, and in other words, everything your body craves to feel your best. This is where Kachava really earns their 52,000-plus five-star reviews. It tastes amazing. It's creamy and smooth with just water, and it comes in five delicious flavors. You can choose from chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, and coconut acai. Kachava is offering How to Money listeners 10% off for a limited time. I've been using Kachava in breakfast smoothies in the morning recently. It's just so nice to pack in a bunch of nutrients early in the AM in a way that's satisfying and energizing. So if you want to optimize your breakfast, your workout shake, be sure to check out Kachava. Just go to kachava.com/howtomoney. That's spelled K-A-C-H-A-V-A, and get 10% off your first order. That's kachava.com/howtomoney.
You probably think it's too soon to join AARP, right? Well, let's take a minute to talk about it. Where do you see yourself in 15 years? More specifically, your career, your health, your social life? What are you doing now to help you to get there? Well, there are tons of ways for you to start preparing today for your future with AARP.
What about that dream job you've dreamt about? Sign up for AARP reskilling courses to help make it a reality. How about that active lifestyle you've only spoken about from the couch? AARP has health tips and wellness tools to keep you moving for years to come. But none of these experiences are without making friends along the way. Connect with your community through AARP volunteer events.
So, it's safe to say, it's never too soon to join AARP. They're here to help your money, your health, and happiness live as long as you do. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/wisefriend.
I'm guessing that a lot of listeners are starting to solidify their summer travel plans. We always like to get the families together, Matt, for a week at the beach. Every single summer, we've already got that trip to St. Simon's on the calendar. Pumped for that. But sometimes those vacations get expensive. So what better way to offset some of those costs than to have your home earning some money while you're away?
That's right. Why let it sit empty when it could be earning extra income? It's the financially smart thing to do. So think it through. Maybe you've got some extra space in your home, or maybe you have an entire house to host. Or maybe you're just going on vacation and your home is sitting empty. In every case, you can Airbnb it. You already have the space, so it won't be a huge adjustment.
I mean, the way I see it, if you're not using your space, you have two options. You can let it just sit there empty, or you do some optimizing and make some money off it. Really, if you think about it, you already have an Airbnb. You just need to start using it. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are back, and we are talking about these delightful credit card benefits that we don't think that you know about. And we kind of mentioned this early on, but, you know, everybody knows about the big things out there. The sign-up bonuses, they can be honestly rich as all get out, equaling like $800, even $1,000 when you get approved and meet a spending threshold when you're able to kind of translate that into travel rewards. Yeah. But just the straight-up cash back on every single purchase, that is also fantastic. But this is also the obvious stuff, and we're not going to talk much about that. We want to focus on the lesser-known glories that your credit card has to offer. And so we'll start with a few of the lesser known travel benefits before we get into even more obscure territory. But you can rack up rewards with airlines and hotel specific cards, or you can opt for other cards that allow for even greater flexibility. But some of the travel perks that you might not be familiar with are things like rental car insurance. If you rent cars enough, the primary coverage that you can get from a card like the Chase Sapphire Preferred is pretty sweet. So what that means is that if you are in an accident in that car, well, Chase, they're going to act as your primary car insurance company before your normal insurance that you have on your private vehicle.
And it just means every time when you're asked for that insurance and you're like sweating bullets and you're like, what if I get an accident?
Well, yeah, you got to worry about it.
You can turn it down with ease.
You've used the right card. And unfortunately, we didn't have this card, Joel. This would have come in handy when we were in Scotland. We haven't talked about this on the show. Neither you or I had the Chase Sapphire Preferred or any card that had the primary insurance coverage.
One of my cards used to have it, and they stopped carrying it as a perk.
So. And I like to, the way I take advantage of the different benefits with credit cards meant that I actually couldn't apply for another Chase card. And so what that meant was that we actually opted for the coverage. And specifically, the lady was like, well, you know, there's a lot of potholes on the roads around here. And specifically, we were going to the Isle of Skye in Scotland, and the roads are terrible there. And the rental cars don't have any spare tires in there. And so she said that if you get a flat tire, a blowout, you're on your own. And I thought, that sounds terrible. And so we opted for the insurance, which also included a little collision that took place.
It was good because you beat that thing up.
So we had pulled over on the side of the road. We were looking at a lock.
I've never seen anyone go in reverse faster than you did.
I threw it in reverse and I couldn't see.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. style.
There's like this concrete metal
Ricky
block
Bobby in Talladega
on the ground that I couldn't see in the rear view. And I kind of crunched into that thing.
You did. So the insurance was helpful, but if we didn't have...
Ended up being totally fine, but the reason we had to get that, we felt the need to go ahead and get that, was because we didn't have the sweet perks that came with a card like the Chase Sapphire.
We were short-sighted.
So keep that in mind.
Because when we were booking the car, we were like, we just don't have enough time to get the credit card before we had to book the
Going back to booking the... So, yeah. Booking vacation rentals, give yourself more time, because if we had more time, I think we could have maybe found another car that offered that that benefit.
So this is a good instance of do as we say, not as we do. And in the future...
Sometimes we mess up.
We will do.
We human.
According to this advice. But there are other great travel perks too, right? Besides something like primary rental car insurance. And by the way, there's a difference. Some credit cards offer secondary car insurance and others offer primary.
Yeah.
And the primary is far superior.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's ideal.
That's the good stuff.
Exactly. That means you don't have to sweat it at all and that you don't have to really involve your insurance company. The credit card is the stand-in. Well, lounge access is another perk that some of our favorite travel credit cards offer. I don't really care about that personally.
Well, your sister, so she's got the Amex Platinum, and she pays, you know, we'll get to fees later on in this episode, but that's, it comes with a hefty fee, but they travel a ton, her and her husband, and I'm guessing that's something that she takes massive advantage of.
Yes, that is one of those things where if you like to be fancy and you like to travel this is one of the cheapest ways to travel fancier. So usually you have to have one of the credit cards with the more expensive annual fees in the $400 to $700 range. But if you're, let's say, in the airport 25, 35 days a year and you're taking advantage of that lounge access, it could be well worth it.
It makes me again, going back to our last Scotland reference this episode. You don't want to have too many of them, you know, in one episode. But when we're flying out of Atlanta, we were in the international terminal, which... it's not great. The food offerings aren't great.
Oh, yeah, the food was bad. I was the terminal looks
The terminal nice. Was fine, but some of the, like the other concourses, whatever, I think it was Concourse F is the international. Some of the other ones have amazing restaurants. There's actually some really well-known restaurants in there. And F, like literally we're at some crappy taco place.
Right.
And they had a terrible margarita.
That was bad.
And I was looking across the way and like the seating, we're just sitting at this tiny little table. And then you look across the way and you see the the fancy folks wheeling their bags into the special club, the lounge access over there. And I thought, okay, I get it. Like, I understand why folks opt for cards that have access to those different lounges, or even, you know, when sometimes folks will pay for that access.
Yeah.
But that's expensive, and so why not get a card that includes that access?
I think when our kids are older, this is definitely a perk I'm going to take advantage of, because I think we'll be traveling a lot more. Mm-hmm. When my kids are double-digit ages, all of them or something, and we're all taking trips together, or Emily and I are able to get away on more trips, like, without the kids, too.
And you want it to be just a little bit nicer, more like a date, as opposed to just totally slumming it like we did in our early 20s.
Yeah, so again, this is something we don't really take advantage of, but I think it's a perk worth mentioning, and it's a huge one for a whole lot of people who are like travel fanatics. Another one in the travel sphere is if you live near an airport where Southwest flies, you can spend enough on that card to snag a companion pass. That can be an incredible perk, which the companion pass basically means for a year plus, that companion that you identify gets to travel for basically free, just kind of the fees associated with taxes and fees, which are minimal. Trip cancellation, interruption coverage, that's another perk that specifically the Chase Sapphire Preferred and some other cards offer as well, which can be a nice benefit, not having to pay extra for that. That just comes standard. Lost luggage reimbursement is another perk that some of the nicer travel cards offer certain customers or offer all their customers. And then free global entry and TSA PreCheck, which is going to help speed you through airport security. That's another one. I got PreCheck one time, Matt. This is a long time ago, but again, I don't travel much anymore, so I don't care as much about these perks, but that is a good one for people who travel too, because it just speeds you through that security line, sometimes 30 to 45 minutes more quickly.
Saving you time.
Sometimes
hassle. Keeping you from missing that flight altogether, which then ends up costing you even more money. Yeah, I think I saw the Chase Sapphire Reserve. They have like a $100 credit that goes towards some of those pre-checks every single year. But let's get even deeper into some of the different unique benefits out there, and we're going to kind of run through a bunch of these, but we'll make sure to link to just a ton of the specific cards and resources in the show notes for this episode so that you can find what you need. But cell phone insurance, this is an incredibly valuable one that few folks take advantage of. And so what that means, if you are clumsy, if you're prone to dropping your phone, first of all, the cheapest thing you can do is put a case on it.
Yeah.
Case, the screen protector. But next, consider paying with the right credit card in order to score some basically free insurance in the event that you were to put your phone through the ringer.
Drop it through the toilet. A raccoon runs off with it. You never know.
I don't know if the raccoon thing will actually fly.
Well, sometimes like stolen.
You got to prove it.
Stolen or lost counts too. So
where's the police report? That's what they say. But the Bilt card, this is a great credit card for renters because you can actually.
By the way, BILT.
BILT, yeah. You can actually earn points, earn rewards by actually paying your rent with this card.
First credit card of its kind doing that.
Yeah, but it also has great cell phone insurance that comes with it. The Chase Freedom Flex, it's actually another great option, and it offers $800 per claim with just a $50 deductible. And the bonus here is it does not have an annual fee, so you don't have to pay
either of those two
out the nose. You don't have to pay additional fees in order to have access to some of these sweet, delightful benefits.
Yeah, just know what the fine print is. Like with the Bilt card, I think you have to make 5 transactions a month or something to qualify, and one of those needs to be paying your cell phone bill. So look and see what the fine print is before you say, oh great, I have this perk. Well, wait, it turns out I was paying my cell phone bill with a different credit card, and now I don't qualify. So those are the kind of things you need to know to maximize and to actually get to use and qualify for these rewards. Let's talk about rideshare and food delivery apps. Like if you like taking rideshare or ordering food delivery, your credit card can help you score a discount or even free services on that front. And you and I were not really fans of food delivery apps. We actually kind of raked them over the coal on the Friday flight last week because they're so expensive.
It's so expensive. But somewhat recently, you're like even talking about how you might even consider it because I forget
grocery what delivery. I said grocery delivery.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah. Not. That's right. That's right.
Which is, in my mind, it's still more expensive and not ideal, but given kind of all the things we've had going on, like grocery delivery.
Far superior than having DoorDash,
yes.
Where you're just like, wait, literally all you have to do is go pick up the food.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like you have to walk through the restaurant and hunt for it,
right,
and then make it or something.
And the fees are astronomical, like we discussed on Friday, and so you're paying an arm and a leg. But if you make that purchase with, let's say, the Chase Sapphire Preferred, you'll get Instacart Plus and DoorDash benefits and same thing thing with discounted Lyft and Uber rides, basically a certain credit towards what you spend with those companies. And so
a lot of them have it's like a $15 per month credit that goes towards those services.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so if you're addicted to getting food delivery,
if you haven't shaken your pandemic ways of having stuff just sent to you instead of you actually going to the store.
And if you're one of those people who says convenience trumps money on this front, and I'm still saving, I'm still putting money in a Roth and in my 401k, guys, don't worry, but this is a splurge I make. Well, maybe you can make that splurge just a little more intelligently with one of these credit cards that kind of gives you at least some sort of credit or discount for when you do use those apps.
Again, reading that fine print, checking the back end of your favorite credit card in order to see what the kind of, because we're not going to run through everything here, but to see what special little benefits that they offer, especially if it's a service or a product or like a restaurant, like fast food, for instance, that you already frequent.
If you're Warren Buffett and you're listening right now, you could get your morning McDonald's meal 10% cheaper.
The Chase Sapphire Preferred, specifically. Yeah. They offer 10% back at a bunch of different fast food restaurants.
We know he listens. He just hasn't been willing to be a guest yet.
He's going to come
one of these days. Oh, he's coming.
I would love to have him on. But McDonald's, but also Subway, Little Caesars, along with just a bunch of other random discounts. Again, you only really find these by just snooping around in the My Account section, and you might be surprised to see some random retailer that you happen to use, and you're missing out on a discount because you're not using that particular card.
Like I saw recently, Amex Blue Cash Preferred had, I think it's expired now, but they basically had almost the full rebate of the cost of Google One storage for a year.
Hmm.
And so I logged into the back end to see, well, what other discounts do they have right now? There was a Levi's discount, like $30 off 150 or something. And then Fubo, which is one of those streaming services that has just a bunch of like live sports as well. It was like $30 off a month for the next 3 months if you pay with that credit card. So
very nice.
These are the kind of things that you have to... Every credit card is different, but most credit cards offer something like this, and a laundry list of these things, really like 70, 80, or 90 of these discounts. And so it's worth checking in there. Oh, am I planning to make a purchase at Levi's this month? No, okay, forget that.
Yeah.
But if you were... Bam, that's an extra $30 off that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah, that's the trick. Making sure that you don't participate in spending that you weren't already planning to do. Like, don't look on there and be like, oh, look, 30% off edible arrangements. Never done that before, but now I'm going to go do it. But that card specifically, the Amex Blue Cash Preferred.
Hey, man, those are romantic.
Hey, baby, how about some of this cantaloupe? The Amex Blue Cash Preferred also offers return protection, which is really cool. This is something a lot of folks might not be aware of. And so the way this works, even if the retailer you buy something from doesn't take returns, or if the clock runs out on your ability to make that return within the window, well, you can return that item to Amex within 90 days of the purchase. So there's a limit. It's up to $300 per item, and they limit you to $1,000 per year. But even still, that's a lot of money. That's a big perk, especially for forgetful folks. It can be really helpful.
Agreed. Yeah. And that's quite a set. Let's say you forgot to return some AirPods, and you're like, dang it, I'm out $200, and I don't really like these things. And well, guess what? Amex will be the Apple for you on your behalf and will give you your money back. And so that's kind of cool. On that same note, extended warranties are kind of the cousin to return protections, right? And so the points guy has a great list of the credit cards that offer the best extended warranties. Like, and oftentimes that's an extra year or two of the manufacturer's warranty that they'll tack on, and the credit card will just kind of eat it if your item goes bust. That's a way to avoid the really expensive like protection plans and stuff that they want to sell you at Best Buy. You can confidently say, nope, that's okay. I got the manufacturer's warranty, and because I use this card, it doubled that. I've got plenty of free coverage. Mm-hmm. I don't need your expensive stuff.
Yeah, okay, so I just saw too that we were talking about the Platinum card from Amex, specifically when it comes to travel. But it also includes a Walmart Plus membership, which I think is pretty cool. And, you know, this one stands out in my mind because more of our shopping, like literally my family shopping, we do it online. And it seems like Amazon is becoming sort of the default option, not only for us, but I think for a lot of folks out there. And there's nothing wrong with what Bezos is offering. But
If you're making... He's retired, living on a yacht. All right, this is Jassy. Okay, this is Jassy now.
That's true. But it, like, if you're making purchases online without considering other retailers, without considering other sites and what their prices are, then you could most definitely be overpaying if you are sort of a beholden customer, beholden audience. And so if you've got a card that comes with that membership, which includes free shipping, then that could be the last hurdle keeping you from doing some proper comparison shopping. So yeah, maybe you do your standard search on Amazon and oh, there's the product I want, here's how much it's going to cost, but you're already logged in to Walmart Plus because you've got that account now. Mm-hmm. And then you can easily pull that price up and you're comparing apples to apples. And also it's worth mentioning, there are store specific cards as well. So if you are a frequent buyer at items of items at Amazon or Target, it might be worth considering getting their store specific cards because they're oftentimes offering a very high rate of bonus rate, you know, 5%,
5% for everything you buy at either one of those stores with those cards.
Exactly.
So it's just like if you live somewhere, perpetual discount.
And Target's like your everything store. Like you go there not only for groceries, but also for beauty supplies or, you know, stuff for the yard or stuff for your baby, that kind of stuff.
Groceries even, right? A lot of people
exactly
shop at Target for groceries now too.
So. Then that 5% card could make a ton of sense for you there.
Yeah, we got the Amazon card actually when they had a $200 sign-up bonus, and typically there's no sign-up bonus for that card. So that was part of what propelled me to get it. I was like, oh, free $200 and 5% back on everything we buy at Amazon with no annual fee. Mm-hmm. I think it made sense. So, yep. But we don't have a Target card because we don't shop there enough. Although, I don't know. I guess I'd have to run the numbers. My wife actually shops at Target a decent bit, so maybe it would make sense to get that one too. Especially,
we never go to Target.
Again, no annual fee, but that's the only place you would want to use those cards. You wouldn't use your Target or Amazon card literally anywhere else. You would only use them for purchases at those retailers. All right, let's talk about another kind of interesting perk that most people don't know about. It's only offered by one credit card company that we know of, and that is privacy protection. So this definitely fits in the unique category. And basically, by turning this feature on with Discover, if you have a card from them, they'll proactively work to remove your personal information from those people search websites, those annoying websites that list out your name, your address, your phone number, stuff like that. And they will kind of pull back some of that privacy back into your life, which could potentially lead to fewer spam and fraudulent phone calls, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So it's not a financial benefit, maybe, but it's more like a peace of mind benefit.
Yeah, I kind of like that because credit card perks have, over the years, proliferated. They've gotten even more interesting and even more unique and different credit card. They're competing on this front for customers. And I love to see that Discover is like, hey, what if we have got some like privacy conscious customers and we can literally do some work on their behalf in order to bring back a little privacy that they used to have into their lives. I think that's a cool perk. It's a fun one.
Totally. And so another standout benefit are some free entertainment options that some of the different cards offer. Specifically,
Can I get that new Apple headset for free?
That's not entertainment. That's a productivity device, Joel.
Okay, is it? I was just going to watch immersive TV all day.
That's what it's going to be used for. No, free museum visits. Bank of America.
Oh, educational
credit card holders,
and entertaining.
Yeah, they can get into museums around the country without paying a dime the first full weekend of every month. This is one I actually wasn't aware of until we dug into it. But check to see what's available where you live, because this could be a killer perk that could save you massive amounts of money if you actually take advantage of it.
Yeah.
But there are different cards. I mean, again, we're not going to mention them all, but I saw the Capital One Saver card. If you are into live music or live sporting events, they offer 8% cash back, which nobody ever offers that much.
That's a lot.
It's a whopping 8%. And so if you are into, again, in the realm of entertainment and going out there and attending events like that, that could be a card that makes a lot of sense for you.
Yeah.
And on a somewhat related note, Visa Signature, they offer the benefits, like there are something like 50 wineries that participate that are Visa Signature wineries, I guess, or whatever. But it's BOGO. You pay for one tasting and you get another one for free. So if you, I mean, we love craft beer.
That's
here
how unique
on the show
and diverse these credit card
I know,
benefits.
I love it. Yeah. I want there to be a card that takes up the How to Money challenge and accepts our challenge and is going to offer like a buy one beer, get one beer free. Yeah. At participating breweries.
Oh my gosh.
Across the country. But if you're really into wine, that could totally pay off. If you and a friend or a significant other love to check out some of the different wineries, check out that card and see if there are wineries near you that you would attend all the time.
Yeah. And by the way, that the Bank of America card museum thing is pretty cool. Like the list is pretty robust in the Atlanta area. There's some great museums I haven't been to, and I'm like, okay, if that's like $30 a pop, or let's say you're taking a family of four or five. I mean, that really could...
Times six, dude.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's how we roll.
It really could, like a high museum of art, free entrance, and the Civil Rights Museum, stuff like that, which awesome. I still somehow have not been to. Got to get to. Might have to get a card so I can get it for free.
Have you been to the... So there's a local museum here, and on Sundays, it's free. So.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that. No, I haven't been yet.
I got to check that one out.
Okay. Yeah, I got to check that one out. All right. Another perk that we feel is worth mentioning is referring other people to one of your favorite cards. And you can snag meaningful money back for telling your friends about your favorite card. Sometimes $75, $100 a pop. I do not suggest spamming your friends. No. But if you feel like that card would be helpful to them, yeah, send them your link. I literally sent a link to a friend the other day about the Matt Propane. It used to be called Propane Taxi, but now it's called Cinch. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And one of my friends was asking about it, and I was like, yeah, it's great. And it literally costs a dollar more than going to Kroger, and they'll just like pick it up and replace your tanks for, you know, about the same price. I would get $25 on Amazon if he signs up for it via my link.
Boom.
There's no shame in that game, right? And so you can do the same thing with credit cards where even if you just have a significant other and they don't have that card yet, well, you don't have to necessarily put them on your account. Give them the referral link. Let them sign up for their own. That way they maybe get a sign-up bonus and you get the referral credit at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So
you got to look at all the different ways that you can score benefits with credit cards, not just the official... I mean, I guess, you know, the referrals are something that a lot of cards offer.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of different ways you can play this game.
People don't usually think about it, but you can start, you know, selling your friends and family on your favorite credit cards and make a bundle.
Exactly. But, you know, it's not all rainbows and butterflies, though. There are some downsides to credit card use, and we want to make sure that we cover those specifically as they pertain to trying to take advantage of some of these different benefits that cards offer. We will get to all of that right after this.
Cachava is the all-in-one superfood shake made up of high-quality plant-based nutrients. It's got greens, superfruits, plant proteins, antioxidants, adaptogens, probiotics, and in other words, everything your body craves to feel your best. This is where Cachava really earns their 52,000-plus five-star reviews. It tastes amazing. It's creamy and smooth with just water, and it comes in five delicious flavors. You can choose from chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, and coconut acai. Cachava is offering How to Money listeners 10% off for a limited time. I've been using Cachava in breakfast smoothies in the morning recently. It's just so nice to pack in a bunch of nutrients early in the AM in a way that's satisfying and energizing. So if you want to optimize your breakfast, your workout shake, be sure to check out Cachava. Just go to Cachava.com/howtomoney. That's spelled K-A-C-H-A-V-A, and get 10% off your first order. That's Cachava.com/howtomoney.
You probably think it's too soon to join AARP, right? Well, let's take a minute to talk about it. Where do you see yourself in 15 years? More specifically, your career, your health, your social life? What are you doing now to help you to get there? Well, there are tons of ways for you to start preparing today for your future with AARP.
What about that dream job you've dreamt about? Sign up for AARP reskilling courses to help make it a reality. How about that active lifestyle you've only spoken about from the couch? AARP has health tips and wellness tools to keep you moving for years to come. But none of these experiences are without making friends along the way. Connect with your community through AARP volunteer events.
So, it's safe to say, it's never too soon to join AARP. They're here to help your money, your health, and happiness live as long as you do. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/wisefriend.
I'm guessing that a lot of listeners are starting to solidify their summer travel plans. We always like to get the families together, Matt, for a week at the beach. Every single summer, we've already got that trip to St. Simon's on the calendar. Pumped for that. But sometimes those vacations get expensive. So what better way to offset some of those costs than to have your home earning some money while you're away?
That's right. Why let it sit empty when it could be earning extra income? It's the financially smart thing to do. So think it through. Maybe you've got some extra space in your home, or maybe you have an entire house to host, or maybe you're just going on vacation and your home is sitting empty. In every case, you can Airbnb it. You already have the space, so it won't be a huge adjustment.
I mean, the way I see it, if you're not using your space, you have two options. You can let it just sit there empty, or you do some optimizing and make some money off it. Really, if you think about it, you already have an Airbnb. You just need to start using it. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. All right, Matt, let's keep going. Talking about credit cards. And yes, of course, there are a lot of unique benefits we just mentioned. I'm sure a lot of those, or at least a few of those, many of our listeners had no idea about, like the wine thing or the museum thing. And, yeah, and those perks can be meaningful, right? And especially, like we said at the beginning, if you handle credit cards in a disciplined manner, these are it's sugar on top of the rewards you're already getting, the ones that are posted everywhere and on the commercials about the cash back and the percentage you get when you use that card.
That's right.
I think one last perk I feel like is worth mentioning is that you can build up a great credit score when you use your credit card well. And I think everyone knows
this is like the broccoli and carrots benefits,
right? Not as sexy as some of those other ones, but
boy, is it good for you.
It is,
over the long haul,
of course. Yeah, and I think everyone knows that handling credit well is going to be a boost to your score, but that includes credit cards. When you use your credit cards, when you keep that utilization low, when you pay it off on time and in full every month, you're building a solid score, which helps you out in the financial arena in a bunch of different ways over the long run, whether it's applying for an apartment to live in and boy, you got this like 790 credit score and they say yes immediately because your credit score is so great, or whether it's getting that lower interest rate when you're buying a home, that kind of stuff. But I think that's one of the things that deserves mentioning as well. But now let's get to the cons and like kind of what you have to wade through really in order to score some of these perks. They sound great on their face, and they are. I think there's a lot that are worth taking advantage of and worth considering. But at the same time,
that's right. These delightful perks,
yeah,
that we get to take advantage
of. They don't necessarily they don't make it easy always.
That's right. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's always a catch, and the biggest one of all, you know, I think, is the fact that a lot of these cards that offer these incredibly attractive benefits come with an annual fee. It's going to cost you anywhere from like $95 to $695. I think that's the biggest annual fee that we came across, depending on the card that you're considering. And here's the thing. This is regardless of whether or not you actually take advantage of those benefits. Mm-hmm. Once you get that new card, you can expect that annual fee to show up on your first statement. So don't let that catch you off guard. It's going to be there. And some of these perks can be had from cards that don't levy an annual fee, but you're going to pay at least a little bit for some of the best perks that we've mentioned.
If you want those airline lounges, you can expect to fork over a minimum of $395 a year. I don't think that
this didn't see any access for any less than that.
I didn't. Not that I saw, but I could be wrong. Yep. And maybe if I am, our listeners,
you
I'm sure
dig in.
we'll send us emails letting us know. But that's the thing. Yeah, for the best benefits, for the biggest benefits, for the stuff that is like even more rarefied, you are going to, in all likelihood, have to get one of those cards that has an annual fee. If you want the primary car rental insurance, it's still a bargain, I would say. The Chase Sapphire Preferred annual fee is $95. That's not terrible to get a perk like that along with the other perks they offer. But be aware of that. And if you're not taking advantage of the perks to the degree you thought, well, the annual fee just might not be worth it. And unfortunately, most cards aren't going to give you the Costco membership money back guarantee, right? So you can't try it out for a year and then say, hey, actually, it wasn't my jam, and then they'll give you your money back.
And they throw in a rotisserie chicken just because they're kind.
Yeah. I don't know if they actually do that, but yeah, maybe, I don't know if you get a particularly
They do that
nice
on the front end for the sign-up offers that
sometimes, yeah,
Costco has, actually.
Yes.
Here's a case of water, a hot chicken, and a Swifter. Something totally random.
Though they have had those like sign-up bonuses back in the day. They're rare, though. They're hard to come by.
I haven't seen them as much recently.
Yeah. Well, they don't really need to. They have so many members, and it's a desirable place to be.
They're crushing it.
But you just can't cancel a couple of weeks shy of 12 months, get your money back. That's not how it works. You can, though, try and contact the credit card's customer retention line to see if you're able to get the fee waived or reduced. And that is a worthwhile thing. Like, that's asking for a discount, which is something we talk about on the show regularly. Especially if they waive the first year's fee, there's a chance they'll discount it at least in order to keep you happy. And it's always worth a shot. It's always worth asking, mm-hmm, because the worst thing they can say is no.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and don't forget, too, if you are an active member of the military, so it's the Service Members Civil Relief Act that passed in the early 2000s. But this means that card issuers have to give certain benefits to active service men and women. And most banks, most card issuers go above and beyond, and they just fully waive the annual fees. So if you are an active military member, realize that you don't have to pay 80 fees and is nothing but upside for you specifically.
I think for active military members, like, why not get the American Express card that has the $600, well, $700 annual
only
fee?
Only if there is a temptation to overspend, right? Yeah. And like, that's just one of the other cons is that, and we kind of touched on this earlier, so I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but if you are, if this is a slippery slope for you, or if you've dealt with overspending in the past, this isn't something that we want you to take advantage of, because like, honestly, the biggest requirement of managing some of these different benefits is to stay organized and to know what it is that you are seeking after, right? Like, it takes the right kind of person to be able to keep up with the different offerings that the banks are dangling out there in front of us. And so even if you're not tempted to overspend at all, because you've always used a credit card, it takes someone who is able to stay organized and just keep up with how much you've already spent. And then how much more you need to spend in order to score that sweet bonus, for instance. I think some folks are able to just wing it. You know, they can do the math in their head. But others might want to dedicate a little bit of time to at least keeping a spreadsheet with a running total, how much they have left to spend in order to snag that benefit. But something to keep in mind, if that is not your in your wheelhouse, like if you haven't even started budgeting yet, then taking advantage, for instance, of credit card offers is probably not something that you are probably ready for.
Yeah, you're not ready for DEFCON 2 when you haven't achieved DEFCON 1, right? But I think it's also important to mention and note that offers change and that credit card benefits are changing all the time, especially during COVID. We saw a lot of travel cards start offering, pulling back on some things and offering better benefits in other areas. And we mentioned this, I don't know, a few months ago, but Costco, their Citi credit card, for instance, they stopped doubling the manufacturer's warranty.
Speaking of Costco.
Which is a bummer, right, for anybody who holds that card and found that perk to be helpful. Like, I enjoyed that perk, right? It gave me peace of mind when I was making a big purchase. Like, okay, cool. If I buy a fridge at Costco, I've got 4 years worth of warranty versus 1 year at Home Depot or something like that. But that no longer exists. So you've got to kind of stay up to speed and say, okay, does this card still offer this benefit that I value? Or have they kind of changed the rewards that they offer customers? And especially, Matt, those ones we were talking about when you click My Account in the back end of, you know, your credit card sign-in page.
Your credit card dashboard.
Yeah, you'll see, like, those are always changing. And they'll say, this is 24 days left on this offer, or this one expires at the end of next month. And so, if you make the purchase with that card outside of the dates that reward's available, like, it just... it goes away, it vanishes, and so you don't have access to it anymore.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, bottom line, we just don't want rewards to go to waste. Research shows that nearly a quarter of credit card users haven't redeemed any of their rewards in the past 12 months, and we don't want you to be like them. And one of the reasons is because the rewards that you earn become less valuable over time, and so saving them for a rainy day is the wrong tactic to take. It's one of the reasons. So I've got with Capital One, I think they have, I assume it's on all the different cards they offer, but you can automate the rewards. And so once it hits a certain threshold, it automatically gets applied to your account. I love that because it takes the onus off of me. And that's one thing I don't have to worry about, where it is automatically being redeemed. But like what we're talking about today, though, like all the different benefits, they aren't something that you have to accrue. It doesn't build up. You don't have to build up these dollars or these points in order to use them. These are things that are available on day one. It just takes, again, like Joel said, like digging into the fine print, logging into the back end and seeing what benefits are available to you that you just aren't taking advantage of.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to have a redemption strategy in mind for travel points you're accruing or for cash back, hopefully automatically redeeming that, right, with every statement period or something like that. But then again, with all these secondary, these other perks that we're talking about, these unique offers that the credit card companies have, make a plan to use them. So if it's the free museum thing, that's the first, weekend of every month, put it on the calendar and be like, cool, we're going to hit up at least 3 museums this year.
Yeah.
And that way you're actually taking advantage of the things that you say you're going to. And make a note, kind of, whether it's writing on the physical card itself or having a little piece of paper in your wallet or your purse that kind of reminds you, okay, this is the card I used when I book a Lyft because I get $15 a month or $20 a month my Lyft rides.
Grab a Sharpie, write it directly on there.
Make sure you're using the right card for the right things, because if you're not, you're not actually getting the rewards that you're hoping to get, or you thought you were going to get when you signed up for that card, because you're using the wrong one. That's a really important thing, and it's something that I think it's a basic mistake that a lot of people could make. Matt, and one other thing, like, I don't know how long ago this was, maybe 6-8 months ago on the show, we talked about our super chill credit card optimization strategy. And we basically, what we pointed people to was a basic 3-card approach that we thought made sense for a whole lot of people. You don't have to overthink it. You don't have to overdo it. And just having 3 cards and using them appropriately will garner you a whole lot in terms of cash back, and will probably lead to you earning hundreds and hundreds of dollars in cash back on credit cards every single year. This implementing some of these deeper rewards and trying to maximize these other more unique benefits you can get, it might lead people to bringing more than just 3 credit cards into their lives. So I think there's like probably a happy balance. But like you said, you got to stay organized, right? And so I think
it depends on your personality, depends on what you're capable of, like what you're down for. Because I think there are some folks out there who could go I'm going to get 15 different cards and I'm only going to use them for one kind of purchase only. I think that could work for certain individuals, but you got to know yourself. And for all those folks out there, you know who I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking to you.
You know yourself, yeah. And there's no need to go whole hog, right?
Or you don't have to do that.
But I think probably like a happy medium is great. Like if you're doing the 3-card optimization thing, that's great. That's a great strategy. And maybe you pull in 1 or 2 other cards over time that have some of the favorite secondary benefits that we mentioned today. Mm-hmm. And you say, oh yeah, no, I really am going to get a lot of use out of the rental car coverage. Or
I'm going to hit up those 50 wineries.
Right. Get those specific cards, bring that into your life, the ones where you feel like that's going to be the best return on investment. And particularly, specifically, if it's a credit card that has no or a low annual fee, but has like a high return when it comes to the value you're going to get from those secondary rewards.
That's right. Yeah. As long as you are able to, again, use that credit card properly and you are not carrying a balance and you are not paying any additional dollars on top of that annual fee to the credit card company where they are making bank. And by the way, we'll also link to our credit card tool, because that can be, sometimes folks don't want to read an entire article and you just want to click some sliders. Our credit card tool allows you to do just that, where you can sort different credit cards based on some of the different benefits that they offer.
Yeah.
We'll make sure to link to that in the show notes, but it's just also howtomoney.com/credit card tool. Joel, is that it for credit cards? We're going to get back to the beer?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, this one was the jammiest bits of jam, and I'm glad I got to say it this time because you said it at the beginning. I love this title. This is another beer that we got to enjoy from Sour Cellars. What were your thoughts on this one?
Okay, so very jammy, which I love. Like, I love it when it's a sour beer, but it's also got like some thickness. It almost tastes like there's like pureed fruit in the beer, which is my jam.
No pun intended. It certainly carried a little bit of sediment as well. So it's like, oh, they're using real bits of fruit.
Oh no, this one was for real. And this one's made with boysenberries. I'm more of a strawberry fan, but I actually think I like this boysenberry beer more.
Have we talked about boysenberries before in the show? I don't know if I've ever had just straight up boysenberry before.
I prefer schnozberries myself. Kind of, but
I guess because of the color with the purple, it kind of reminds me of grape. Like it almost has like a grapey jammy.
Or currants.
Like a currant. But super, I would say it's a little less aggressive than the last Sour Cellar beer that we had. This, I guess it's because of maybe more of the fruit that's in this one. It brought along some more sweetness.
Not quite as tart.
Not quite as tart, which I'm all about. So certainly enjoyed this one. Glad we got to enjoy yet another beer from Sour Cellars out of Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga. And I am totally going to go to Rancho Cucamonga someday.
One of these days.
And try more Sour Cellars beers because
they're killing it.
This is, I mean, right in my alley of favorite style. And they're making some impeccable ones for sure. I don't know how I'd never heard of them.
It kind of reminds me of, when's the last time you had a Cascade? Sour by Cascade, but it kind of reminds me of them. The format's similar. It's a larger bottle, a lot of fruit, pretty aggressive. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe there's a little bit of cross-pollination going on even between those two guys.
Yeah. No, if they made a collab, I'd totally drink it for sure.
Absolutely. But we'll make sure to link to the different resources we mentioned during this episode up on the website at howtomoney.com. And you can do a /credit card tool if you're looking for that. But Joel, that's going to be it for this episode, buddy. Until next time.
Best friends out.
Best friends out.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.